guest after 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon is generally the Premier, Alan Windey. I reckon you could probably do with a pamper package, hey, Alan?
Cheapers after the last 2 weeks and COVID on top of it, definitely.
And talking about COVID, which is what we talk about, hospitalizations up and deaths up, but infections showing a sign of plateauing and peaking lower than the second wave. Is that a reasonable summary?
Yes, that's it. We on a Friday, we normally have our epidemiologists talking to them. So obviously, I only had that last Friday. I'll get it again tomorrow. But our R rate sitting, you know, between 1 and 1.1 at the moment. And in actual fact, our professors were saying 1 last week already. And also, as we said last week as well, it's always a bit more difficult because we're not testing everybody that we should be testing right now. And we also know that we also have the hospital numbers and the deaths continue for a little bit longer. But our numbers, our graphs, and in actual fact, other provinces as well, it looks like South Africa's peaking and on the way down on the other side in some provinces. And it looks like we're at the top.
Alan, you said, or it was said in the media release issued under your name earlier, that there's another meeting tomorrow at which you plan the strategy that you will take to the meeting of the, what are they called, the Premier's Coordinating Council, the PCCC, which yes. You're anticipating over the weekend. And at this stage, ahead of that meeting, are you anticipating being able to argue quite forcefully for a reduction of restrictions?
Yeah, I think so. I look at all of our numbers and then our preparedness. Remember, before this, we didn't really know what Delta was going to do. It hasn't given us anything, you know, drastically different to the second wave. So, I mean, it's quite a lot more infectious, but still, at the end of the day, the numbers don't change that much. The numbers to infections, to hospitalizations, and to deaths. So, I think that says to me, if we are plateauing at the top, I look at where we were last time in the second wave, I look at where we are now, it says we can start to ease. Of course, you know, it's not going to be just open the floodgates, and I need to get the balance right between the economy and our preparedness. But also, we have got a fair amount of capacity still in the health system from a beds point of view. The oxygen is starting to push up to our level of local production. But I think in general, I'll be able to argue for an easing of the restrictions to probably back one level.
I don't know how good you are at predicting how successful your arguments are going to be when you go into those meetings. I don't know what level of conversation you have with other premiers. What your sense is that at the end of that meeting, and there'll be a Nat Joints meeting, although we would think Nat Joints have got other things to be doing at the moment, and the NCCC and the Cabinet and all of these meetings, and then the President probably talking to us at 8 o'clock, 8:30 on Sunday night. What's your sense of whether he will keep things as they are for maybe one more week, maybe two more weeks, just to be sure, or allow some form of gatherings and so on?
My sense is we'll get a bit of an easing. I mean, all the time we've got to create this balance, and our economy more than ever before is now needing a little bit of reprieve, but it's going to have to come with a very strong warning. I mean, you can't just relax and open when we are, you know, seeing the numbers that we're seeing, and just say to everybody, you know, just go and do what you need to do. So it's going to come up. That's my prediction. We'll get a bit of a reprieve, and that's what I'm going to argue for. But it's going to, I mean, I would do it as well. I'd say, citizens, it's all very well. We're going to try and ease the economy here a bit more, but please, you need to play your part, because otherwise we have to go back again.
Vinpro went to the Western Cape High Court yesterday on an urgent basis, asking that provinces be given the ability, well, the Western Province first. I mean, it was a Western Province-specific case saying, will you allow the Western Province to make a determination around alcohol sales? And the judge hearing the case said, I appreciate the urgency. I will come up with a judgment as soon as I can, but for the moment, reserving judgment. If tomorrow the court were to say, Alan Windey, you have the power to, in some way, relax the current alcohol restriction, would you do so?
Yes, I think I would. I might, you know, obviously I will consult with our health team. And again, I would look at the trauma cases and our trauma units, because that's obviously why we ask for further restriction is, are we protecting our health system? Have we got enough capacity? Because I don't want our health system to look like other health systems in other parts of the world and other parts of our country. I don't want to put it under pressure like that. And that's why we want these levers. I actually think that I would probably definitely open it a bit more than where it is now, our wine farms specifically. And, I think in our restaurants, and I'd have a look at days of trade. That's always been a conflict for me in my mind, as we've always said, let's stop bottle stores, but let's not stop restaurants, where restaurants are actually sitting together congesting, and the bottle store ideal is you buy something and you go home. So that was always odd for me. But I'd love the opportunity to be able to take the data, apply my mind, and not only for alcohol. I believe that provinces should be able to make these decisions to protect their health systems at different times, because the virus behaves differently in different provinces at different times. And quite frankly, I mean, KZN now is a different story from what's happened to them. But, I mean, they weren't even near a third wave and their economy was locked down already because everybody locked down as one. Yeah. And that really wasn't fair on those businesses and those restaurants.
Do you have the same level of confidence about a general relaxing of restrictions as you do about some kind of relaxing of the alcohol ban nationally?
Yes. I mean, I would do them together, and I definitely would. I mean, you know, again, call for responsibility in the system. I mean, I look at today on our slides, we had some trauma case data again on our slides. And it's interesting. I mean, I didn't have time today to unpack it with our team or before the presentation. Tomorrow I'll be able to unpack it a little bit more. But it's interesting for me when I look at the trauma numbers and I actually see some increases in trauma. We've got alcohol bans at the moment. We've got curfew at the moment, and I still see some increase in trauma cases. It cannot be driven only by taxi violence trauma, because that's happening in one part of the province and one part of our city. But I look at those numbers and there's other drivers, and now I start getting intrigued. What are those drivers? How come that's happening? What should we be doing differently? How do we address that trauma? Because it's not only driven then by alcohol. It's driven by something else. What is it? But I suppose that's why these measurements are interesting to me, and hopefully they also enable me to change rules and influence things so we can actually end up with safer lives out there, or safer spaces for safer lives.
Premier Alan Windey, as always, thank you for your Thursday afternoon time.